Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, quarterback coach Quincy Avery. He's coached some awesome quarterbacks, including Deshaun Watson, Justin Fields, who's coming to Ohio State, and of course, Dwayne Haskins, who is now leaving Ohio State. Quincy, thanks so much for joining us.
I appreciate you guys having me on.
You know, wanted to start with Dwayne Haskins, of course, and Ohio State's got a long list of successful NFL players, but they don't have a long list of successful NFL quarterbacks. Dwayne Haskins looks very different than the rest of the quarterbacks that we've seen at Ohio State. He seems like a guy that skills are going to translate to the NFL. Why do you think he is going to be so successful in the NFL?
I really believe that he'll be successful in the NFL because really the physical traits and abilities he has, I have not had the opportunity to see many just pure passers who've been at the quarterback position at Ohio State, and I think that is what differentiates Dwayne from those other gentlemen. He's got next-level throwing capabilities, the ability to make all the types of throws from the pocket, and I think it's going to lead to a long career in the NFL.
You know, Quincy, when you look at Ohio State and the offense that they ran, at times it seemed like the offense wasn't suited for Dwayne Haskins. Like you say, he's a pocket passer, pure passer, and sometimes it seems like they made him run a little bit too much read option, things like that. Do you agree with that, or do you think that can change at the next level?
I think some of the things that he did in Ohio State offense, some of the things that might have looked like read options, they had really designed for those to give off the impression of the read option, and it'd still just be a run. But he probably ran a little bit more than he would have anticipated. But I think that they needed to do some of those things just game plan-wise to keep people honest based on the way things progress throughout the season. But in the NFL, I don't see much of that coming into play with his skill set. Now, he does have the ability to extend some plays, but being a true runner, he's not that.
We're talking about with quarterback coach Quincy Avery. He's coached, among others, Dwayne Haskins, who we're talking about. Quincy, when you look at Dwayne, is he, you know, he's going to be a first-round pick most likely. Who knows? He could be the first overall pick in the draft. Usually a guy gets drafted high. The expectation is he may start right away. Do you think he would be better off maybe sitting for a year, maybe sitting part of the year, or do you think he's going to be ready to hit the ground running the second he hits the NFL?
I think we're going to do our best to make sure that he's as ready as possible the second he gets there. But it's always advantageous to get to sit around and learn a little bit of information your first year. So we're going to do everything we can to prepare him so that day one he's ready to go in there and be a starter. But learning under the tutelage of somebody else who might be the starting quarterback is never a bad thing in this situation.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. You know, there's always that debate. Is it your guys better off sitting, guys better off starting? I know we as fans sometimes are so anxious for the new guy on the block to start. And, you know, I always felt as a fan, not as a football insider, that guys learn more from playing. But you do think there is some benefits to sitting and watching.
There's definitely some benefits, but also the way that NFL teams' offenses are trending, a lot of the same concepts that they're getting at the college level are translating. So I think Coach Day did a great job this year incorporating many of those things into their offense. Their third down package is pretty much an NFL system. So it gives Dwayne kind of a leg up. But there's something about being in an NFL locker room and get acclimated to the system, just the scheduling, and being all football all the time, the amount of information that you're given and asked to process week in and week out. I think that there's definitely, you know, some benefits to being able to learn a little bit from the sideline.
Quincy, let's talk about Justin Fields a little bit. Obviously, he was at Georgia. He transfers to Ohio State. Probably didn't hurt that he knows you and you know Dwayne, and Dwayne leaving sort of opens up that door for a quarterback competition with Tate Martell and company there in Columbus. How much did Ryan Day and this whole relationship between you and Dwayne and all this kind of help facilitate getting Justin Fields to Ohio State?
Man, I think him and Dwayne's relationship probably had more of an impact than anything. And I think Dwayne was able to give him some insight on Coach Day more than I. I'm a big fan of Coach Day and the offense that he runs and kind of how he developed Dwayne to be prepared. So I think that was a major factor, less so than me. I can say things with the outside looking in. Dwayne had firsthand experience. He was there day in, day out, and had a true relationship with Ryan Day. So I think that was an important factor.
Do you expect Justin Fields to be the starting quarterback at Ohio State this fall?
I expect Justin Fields to go in there and compete his tail off and be as prepared as anybody else to try and win the job. So I couldn't tell you for sure. You know, I haven't seen exactly what they have other than Dwayne up there, but I know that Justin's a supreme talent.
We're talking with quarterback coach Quincy Avery. Quincy, we mentioned that Tyrod Taylor is one of the guys you've coached. I'm curious, you know, how much in touch are you still with Tyrod? Was this a frustrating season for him? He got a chance to start, didn't go great the first couple of weeks. He gets hurt, and obviously Baker was fantastic. But I'm guessing he's looking to try to get a starting job somewhere else, or I don't know if he's, you know, content to be a backup. I would guess not. I don't know. What do you think about Tyrod's season and his future?
I think he has a bright future. I didn't get an opportunity to talk to Tyrod much during the season. I'm sure we're going to connect again now that the season's over and kind of see where things are going. But he's a talented guy, and he's better than a good amount of starters in the NFL. So he's going to get another chance to be that starting quarterback. And we'll just kind of see how it plays out.
Were you surprised? Obviously, you work with Deshaun Watson, Quincy. Mm-hmm. The playoff game this weekend, and watching him, obviously had some struggles as young quarterbacks all do. First time, you know, playing in the playoffs. What'd you make of his performance on Saturday?
I think it was a rough game. I think it wasn't his best work. Right, he didn't play his best game, but you're not always going to do that. And I think that that adversity will allow him to kind of develop, and this offseason he'll be able to take that back with him and really figure out, okay, this is what we need to work on, and that's what we'll attack, and we'll be prepared to have a big year next season.
We're talking with quarterback coach Quincy Avery. Quincy, I wanted to go back to Justin Fields for a minute because, as you mentioned, you know, he'll be battling with Tate Martell for the job, and you know, for us here, we don't know as much about Justin Fields as we do about Tate Martell. Tell us a little bit more about his game. What do we expect? Does he, you know, what is there a quarterback comp, a guy, you know, you see him being like at all? You know, what kind of game should we expect when he's on the field?
I think what you're going to see from him is someone who's really and truly an elite passer. I got the chance to watch him at the opening. And the opening is where the top high school players from around the country go prior to their senior years of football. And we get the best of the best. And I got to watch Justin there, and many of the other top quarterbacks in the country have come through the program, like Trevor Lawrence, Tua, and many of those other guys. And the display that Justin Fields put on was better than any quarterback that I've ever seen over those four days that he was out there. And now this is all throwing. That doesn't even incorporate his tremendous athletic ability. He's someone who's going to be a 4.5 40 guy, super, super quick, super twitchy, and he's just explosive. So the things that he can do at the quarterback position, it's really unreal. And you're going to see a dynamic, not only athlete, but a dynamic quarterback who's capable of doing everything that you want from the quarterback position.
Quincy, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining us.
I appreciate you guys having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.